Accelerating from a standing stop to bring you his latest review, Jacob Blickenstaff explains the physics behind an airplane snatch and grab in the latest Batman installment, The Dark Knight.
Where do we begin?
In recognition of the latest Batman installment, The Dark Knight, coming out on DVD in December, I thought I'd take a look at a selection of scenes both new and old from across the film franchise. Sometimes Batman displays a solid understanding of physics, but some sequences are enough to make any physics teacher groan. This podcast will focus on just one scene, but the full review is posted online. And now, I'm not the first to examine the science behind Batman, of course. Mythbusters has devoted substantial airtime to testing several of his gadgets, including a cable and grappling hook system to help the Batmobile make a high-speed 90-degree turn. It doesn't work, by the way, so don't ask for one at your neighborhood auto parts store. The Dark Knight picks up right where Batman Begins left off, and Christian Bale continues in the role of Batman Bruce Wayne. Heath Ledger plays the Joker in his final film performance. The storyline is too complex to relate here, but involves crooked cops, the mob, moral dilemmas, and many, many explosions. Roughly midway through the film, a reluctant potential witness has fled to Hong Kong. Batman collects him against his will by having an airplane pluck them both out of a downtown skyscraper and reel them into the plane like a fish on a line. My initial reaction to this was incredulity. I thought it was pure movie fantasy. A little research revealed, however, that 50 years ago, the US military designed a system to pick someone up in pretty much the same way it's done in the movie. The key to the process is to spread the force over a large part of the subject's body, and to keep the force small enough that it doesn't cause internal injury or make the person black out. The military system does this by using a special jumpsuit harness device and a very elastic nylon rope. Here's one way to think about the physics. Batman has to change from being at rest to moving the same speed as the airplane very quickly. This is a large change in his momentum, that is, mass times velocity. The change in momentum is equal to the product of the force causing the change times the time the force is applied. You can either exert a large force over a short time, or exert a small force over a long time. Protecting Batman from injury means we want to do the second, and exert a small force over a long time. The force times time quantity is known as impulse, and the impulse-momentum relationship is key to understanding collisions. Airbags in cars are there to extend the time of a collision so that the forces on passengers are minimized. Using an elastic rope for the airlift operation means the force on the person being picked up can be low enough that Batman will be okay. Now, careful observers will note that in the movie, Batman was holding on to the witness during the lift, so there was a correspondingly larger mass, and therefore larger force required to lift them. Check out my full review for a discussion of gliding on a cape and the opening battle in Batman and Robin.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.